Buenos dias, world, from the San Diego Zoo Wildlife Alliance. I'm Marco Wendt.
And I'm Rick Schwartz. And we're your hosts for Season 3 of Amazing Wildlife, a show from iHeartRadio Ruby Studio and the global conservation organization behind the San Diego Zoo and the San Diego Zoo Safari Park.
Listen as we dive into the efforts here in San Diego and spotlight the heroes working worldwide to care for the species you know and love.
Listen to Amazing Wildlife on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Marion, Utah is having a plumbing issue. What's going on?
Well, we've got a floor drain in our basement that's really giving us a bad time.
Okay.
The washer and dryer are right there by it, and straight up above on the first floor is the kitchen sink and the dishwasher. And the floor drain doesn't seem to take the water through the pipe fast enough. When I do a little...
Well, why is the dishwasher and the washing machine draining into the floor drain?
Gosh, I don't know.
Well, there's the question, don't you think? Because you're not supposed to be draining into a floor drain. You're supposed to be draining into your plumbing system. The floor drains are designed just to take the water that accumulates in the event of a basement flood or something of that nature and run it out. But it's not designed to be an open drain for your appliances.
Right, and also, aren't your appliances, because of the nature of the soap and the product and the water, need to go into what is called like the gray water drainage so that your community can filter it out for proper disposal, correct?
If you have a septic system, you need to keep it separate. But if you have a regular sewage system, then it's not as necessary.
It is a regular system.
Well, you need to have it plumbed outside. It should not be going into the floor drain, and that's why it's backing up, because those drains are not designed for regular appliance use. You follow me?
Okay.
That's the problem, Mary. It's not unclogging the drain. It's just that it was never plumbed right to begin with. Now, if it turns out that you don't have a waste pipe that's in the right position because it's too high, you can put in what's called a lift pump, which is actually not that expensive. Kind of looks like a 5-gallon bucket with a pump in it. It can sit under a sink, and it'll collect that water and lift it up and then drop it into the main drain waste vent pipe and take it outside.
Oh, okay.
All right, so there's an option for you, okay? All right, well, good luck with that project, and thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Buenos dias, world, from the San Diego Zoo Wildlife Alliance. I'm Marco Wendt.
And I'm Rick Schwartz. And we're your hosts for Season 3 of Amazing Wildlife, a show from iHeartRadio Ruby Studio and the global conservation organization behind the San Diego Zoo and the San Diego Zoo Safari Park.
Listen as we dive into the efforts here in San Diego and spotlight the heroes working worldwide to care for the species you know and love.
Listen to Amazing Wildlife on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.